It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's April 3rd and 4th, depending on when you're listening to this. Last week's show, we tried to keep it a little lighter, although we will be talking today about COVID-19 and the impacts to the dental community with my guest, Eleanor Vienne, who is our great director of professional relations at Northeast Delta Dental. But I just want to give a big shout out to Ken Kale. We did what we call the 10-year anniversary show of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And as Ken is prone to say, the Northeast Delta Dental Radio show is the longest running show on Binny Media, on The Pulse, with the same host, meaning me, and the same name of the show. So I'll take that since I'm an amateur radio guy, full-time insurance professional, and that's becoming, as you know, Eleanor, more and more 24/7 given COVID.
Gosh, yes.
But last week's show was really cool because if you go on the nedelta.com website, you will literally see 10 years of radio shows. So oftentimes you'll see the same organization maybe two or three times, but that's because they've been on once a year to promote, for example, this season's Capital Center of the Arts or the Discovery Center. So you will see multiple shows on the same topic, but that's basically year by year. And as Eleanor knows, and as I know, and as everybody in the audience knows, there are so many not-for-profits in New Hampshire that you could feature one per weekend and still not be done by the end of the year. But it's been great. We've been using this show to get the oral health message out, to talk about wellness, to feature these not-for-profits. And this weekend is all about back to oral health and our real job, which is Eleanor and I's, which is being employees of Northeast Delta Dental. So, Eleanor, you've been at Northeast Delta Dental for longer than I have. I've been here 25 years now. You predated me, so, and I know what the answer is, but just say it anyway. Have you ever seen anything like this in terms of the impact on the dental community in your long career?
Absolutely not. I've been at Delta for almost 29 years, and this has had such a far-reaching impact to every corner of our lives, dental and otherwise. It's amazing.
Yeah, and what Ellen was alluding to, the guidelines from the American Dental Association as well as from our state governments are that dentists and oral surgeons can only see patients if there is a dental emergency. And it isn't overly prescriptive in terms of what is a dental emergency because, as Eleanor certainly knows, and I think people in our listening audience who've been loyal followers of this show know that, you know, a toothache can ultimately be, in fact, a dental emergency. And there was a famous case in Washington, D.C. several years ago, Diamante Driver, who basically had a toothache. The toothache became an infection. Then he unfortunately died. This was several years ago, and that became the genesis of a book called Teeth. And we've had that author, Mary Otto, at our Northeast Delta Dental campus. And basically, she wrote a whole book on the fact that, you know, dental is serious business if it's not taken care of. And while certainly most of us that have dental insurance through our employer go to the dentist regularly, there's a whole population of underserved people, whether it's some children at the Boys and Girls Club, which we've helped serve through teledentistry and others, that don't have access to care, and a dental emergency can become a real issue. So we're leaving it up to the dentists themselves and oral surgeons to determine, you know, what is an emergency visit. And, of course, those claims are being processed, and phones are still being answered at Northeast Delta Dental. We have a small staff that's coming into Concord, and then folks like Eleanor, who we've set up at home, are working from home. So let's talk about that for a moment, Eleanor. How is it like working from home? You miss the water cooler talk?
I miss seeing people. I miss having that, you know, one-on-one conversation with folks, and if I have a question, I could just walk over to their desk and ask them. We're handling it through email, through phone calls, and we have touch base meetings through telephone conference calls. So we're keeping in touch with each other and up to date on the things that we're working on. But it's just not the same. That personal touch is really missing.
Absolutely. And, of course, all of our employee colleagues get daily emails from you, which I'm numbering now. I think we're up to 17 or 18 since the crisis became super crisis, if you will. And it's simple things like how do you get connected from home, tidbits on how to work efficiently from home, as well as other things. Our employee time cards, those employee colleagues who are coming into work, again, it's a small number of people, but we do need people in work to, we still get a U.S. mail, we still want to send out our checks to our vendor partners, et cetera, that we do need a small staff in the office as well as the people that answer the phones. So they're getting a little extra premium pay each day, given that, you know, they're in the office and it's taking, you know, a certain amount of risk doing that. And so how you have to complete, you know, that time card is a little different than those people that are working from home. So all that information, from that sort of basic information to more inspirational thoughts, that we will get through this. And as Eleanor knows, we're still vital and we're still doing our jobs. We're trying to keep a sense of normalcy. And, you know, I'll even throw in a little humor here and there. Did you like that email we have? Eleanor, I'm laughing at my own joke here, but we have our internal newsletter is called Team Power, which is affectionately known as TP. So when I obviously we're sending it out electronically, not in hard copy, because most employees aren't in Concord. And so the attachment was TP, which is short for Team Power, but some people thought it was going to be a facile way to order toilet paper. So it was a little humor there.
Yeah, getting a little extra premium.
So anyway, so Eleanor, of course, has mentioned she's worked for the company for close to 30 years. She is my go-to person when I have a very specific question on process, things like we need our dentist to be credentialed to be in the network, although we're going to have flexibility on that, given the fact that, many dentists, won't be in their office and won't have access, to the computer. So when I have very specific questions on claims processing and so forth, Eleanor is the key person on that. So as far as right this instant, right in the height of COVID-19, again, our dentists, feel free to submit, obviously, any claims electronically or in paper for emergency procedures. Plus, if you have, if you're in the office practicing social distancing, and I might add, those employees at Northeast Delta Dental, we are practicing social distancing. You go over to our 2 Delta building where our call center is, and every employee like pops out of a different office. They're totally spread out and definitely practicing the social distancing. So from our dentists who are listening to this, obviously we're still processing your emergency claims, but to the extent that you did do a temporary crown or any placement for a multi-visit procedure, you can actually submit those claims now, and we'll take care of those claims, to help with the cash flow. And then we also did a special grant relief program as well, because we want dental offices to remain open, because when we get through this, and we will get through this, we want the employees of the employer that have the dental insurance to be able to go to a dental office that's open. So let's tee up which was going to be the original topic. We scheduled this long ago, but Eleanor heads up a program called Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness, or PANDA for short. And some of my colleagues who have seen the panda bears around the campus, or some of my legislative colleagues around that come to the annual legislative reception sometimes win these panda bears as raffles. And basically, they're symbolic, again, of the program Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. So Why don't you, we have about a minute before the first break. Why don't you just kind of tee up the program, Eleanor, and then we'll spend the second half of the program with the specifics of how, at least prior to social distancing, would do lunch and learns and so forth to educate the dentists on the PANDA program.
That's right. Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness is an educational program. It's geared towards dental professionals and their staff to help educate them on recognizing the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect. And they are known as mandated reporters of suspected cases of child abuse and neglect. So the program educates them on that and what their reporting mechanism is in their particular state and just what to include in the reports.
And just why don't you comment how no dental office should be addled or nervous that if I report a suspected case of child abuse through whatever it's through baby bottle syndrome or whatever, that there's no repercussions for that.
That's correct. They have protection under the law as mandated reporters as long as the report is made in good faith. And there's also a clause that they cannot be sued either civilly or criminally for making such a report. It encourages the dentists and their staff to make those reports when they suspect there's either child abuse or neglect going on with one of their patients.
Now,
when they are protected.
Now, before social distancing and when you would do lunch and learns, you often go back to the same office more than once because obviously the dental office, you know, might have some office turnover. So any dental offices listening to us, when things settle down and everybody's back working, they could just call you at area code 603-223-1305 and have you come out, even if you've come out one time before, correct?
Absolutely. Be happy to do that.
Perfect.
And I also bring the little panda bear mascots with me for a raffle at those lunch and learns.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. With me this weekend, April 4th and 5th, is Eleanor Viend, the oracle at Northeast Delta Dental for all things dental. Eleanor, in the spirit of transparency, is not a dentist, but in terms of the claims processing and how to explain sophisticated terminology, she does a great job. We have a group that we call the Customer Advisory Group and Professional Advisory Committee, and once a year we have that group meet together. So it's a group of employers, a group of brokers, insurance brokers, and a group of dentists. And sometimes we have to present some pretty technical dental data. Dental insurance, by the way, as you know, Eleanor, is actually pretty interesting, but in any event.
We certainly think it is. Absolutely.
You say it when we can't go to any parties now, but when you would go to a party and say you work for a dental insurance company, people would run the other way. But it actually, it's very interesting. And of course, now that people understand that you can't have good overall health without good oral health, I think people actually do listen. And that book that I referenced by Mary Otto called Teeth, I encourage anybody to read that because if you want to hear the importance of oral health, go purchase through Amazon or Gibson's or whatever, Teeth by Mary Otto, because it'll explain all this connectivity between, you know, medical and dental, as well as how sort of the mouth was separated from the body years ago in terms of, you know, we have separate medical schools and dental schools, although I think Eleanor would be the first to say that physicians and pediatricians and dentists, there's much better communication now amongst those professions. So anyway, Eleanor has a lot of information on this topic. So before COVID-19 hit, and again, as a reminder for my dentist friends, we're still operating. I know that you've heard from me many times on the forms of relief we've given the dental community. And thank you for hanging in there with me. And we're still open to process claims and to answer phones. And again, theoretically, depending on how you define it, dentists and oral surgeons would only be seeing patients in emergency situations. So the original topic before COVID-19 really skyrocketed was our PANDA program, which stands for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. And it was started by Delta Dental of Missouri many years ago. And the great thing about the Delta Dental System, we're all separate companies. So Northeast Delta Dental, we handle Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, but it's separate from Delta of Mass and separate from Delta of Missouri, for example. But we act really efficiently together as a federation, so that allows us to handle national business. Like our employers that have employees all across the country, we're able to process those claims seamlessly through our relationship with the other Delta member companies. But the other thing it allows us to do is share best practices. So Missouri came up with this idea of the PANDA program, Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness, including the symbolic bear that Eleanor mentioned. But Eleanor, there are other partners locally in New Hampshire that help us with this aspect of education. So why don't you describe some of our partners?
Oh, thank you. We contacted the New Hampshire Dental Society, the Hygiene Association, the Board of Dental Examiners. Many of the dental professions in the state do ask them to join a coalition and review our program and give us some feedback on the content of the program. And we got an overwhelming positive response from all these organizations, and we were able to launch our program in each one of the three states that we operate in, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. And it's offered as an free educational program to dental offices. I've done presentations at dental society meetings and in individual offices as well. I've also done presentations at our own campus, especially in the beginning years of the program, to get the word out there. We do find that physicians are more educated on recognizing the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect as part of their curriculum in college, whereas the dentists don't get quite that much information in school. So we want to make sure that we help them with more pertinent, more local information that they can use in their everyday practice. And that's what the PANDA program does, is helps them know what their responsibilities are, how to recognize the signs and symptoms, and who to report and what to report. And we'd like to stress that it's reporting your suspicions. You aren't making an accusation.
Exactly. It's just disclosing, and then let the government officials, you know, sort it out from there. I think the other thing is it's really about education, and without getting into too much detail, something like baby bottle syndrome, where a good-hearted mom is just maybe at wit's end, and or dad, and puts the baby to bed with a bottle, and that can also be a cultural thing. That can also end up with neglect or rotting out the gums or whatever. So tell us about that and why it's important that all moms and dads, you know, understand basically don't put the baby to bed with a bottle.
That's
at correct, least with milk,
right? Anything that's acidic will cause the tooth enamel to break down and allow decay to happen. So it's important that they don't do that. You know, water is fine. They want to put their baby down with a bottle of water. That's fine. But other things, no. And it's surprising that even in this day and age that there are many parents who don't realize that baby teeth are important. Yes, the children are going to lose them, but in the meantime, they, as you said, Tom, contribute to the overall health of the child. And your dental health is a very important part of that, as well as, you know, why would you want your child to be in pain from a decayed tooth and not treat it? So when dentists see children in this condition that have multiple cavities and problems, and the parents don't follow up with recommended care, that's considered neglect. And that's where the neglect piece comes in. And by reporting that neglect and suspicion of neglect to the proper authorities, they can contact the parents and help them get the help and education that they need on how to take care of that child and how important it is to follow up with care for that child in the dental office.
Exactly. I think that's a good point, which is that this is all about education. It's not pointing fingers. It really is education. And I just find in my life, particularly the older I get, it's all about education and information. And in general, people will do the right thing if they have the proper information and education, which is why you going around to dental offices with your lunch and learns. Again, this was pre-COVID-19. So first of all, our dental office team understand this, and they in turn can, impart that knowledge to their patients, young dads and moms, I think is important. So you've been doing this for many years. You've been at Northeast Delta Dental, as you said, for close to 30 years. The PANDA program, probably two decades. What have you seen, let's say, when you did a lunch and learn 20 years ago versus one that you did earlier this year? What do you think has changed? You think, you mentioned earlier, dentists seem to be up to speed on this, but there's still there an education process with the dental office team. But are we in a better place than we were, let's say, 20 years ago?
I think we are. I think the awareness is there. The ADA's Code of Ethics and Principles published says that dentists have the responsibility to report their suspicions of child abuse and neglect. It's part of their mandated reporter. And the PANDA program follows up on that and ties into that, but it gives you the more detailed information that's pertinent to your particular state. So I do think there's more awareness. And I think that the PANDA program has certainly helped that.
Great. And we have about 2 minutes remaining. Why don't you give a shout out to our partners in this effort in New Hampshire? And then as well as, why don't you give a shout out to our three esteemed registered dental hygienists who have helped us with the Health or Wellness Program, which we've talked about in many programs before, but I know have also filled in on this. So let's start with our local partners and then talk about, if you would, briefly, Stacy, Leanne, and Krista, because they, I know, are champing at the bit to get out there to the dental office again once they open, but I know they're being productive in the meantime.
Yes, well, we certainly do thank our partners on the coalition, the New Hampshire Dental Society, the New Hampshire Hygiene Association, the Department of Health and Human Services at the state. All those folks have really been very supportive, as are the New Hampshire Charitable Trust that has an arm of child prevention, and they're promoting Child Abuse Prevention Month of April as well. So you need to check out their website, the New Hampshire Charitable Trust, and look for Child Abuse April Child Abuse Prevention Month.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because this show is occurring in April, and it is the month that we emphasize that. And give a big shout out to your three colleagues who I know are getting antsy to get on the road again.
Yes, our three dedicated hygienists, Krista, Stacy, and Leanne, they are reaching out to dental offices and setting up webinars and telephone conference calls so that they can continue their great work in educating people about our health through oral wellness program and the benefits there are to the dental offices as well as to the improvement of the patient's health. So they're not just waiting for the doors to be opened back up. They're out there by phone and by email contacting dental offices. They had already scheduled several of these presentations and meetings, and they're offering the offices the opportunity to sign into a webinar so that they can continue their good work.
Perfect. And I'm not surprised. These three, Krista, Stacy, and Leanne, are incredible. They've really helped us promote health rural wellness, and now they're doing it virtually until they can get back to the dental offices. Eleanor Vienne, guru of and the oracle of Northeast Delta Dental, also known as the Director of Professional Relations, thank you for joining me this weekend, April 4th.
My pleasure.